أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الفلك تجري في البحر بنعمة الله ليريكم من آياته إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور. وإذا غشيهم موج كالظلل دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما نجاهم إلى البر فمنهم مقتصد وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا كل ختار كفور. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat insofar as the night and the day is concerned, the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the darkness of night into the light of day, and then the light of day into the darkness of night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proves from there that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does it with such precision, the harmony that exists in the movement of all the different planets, one can only conclude that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is worthy of worship. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another very great ni'mat and another qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ الْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ. Do you not see that certainly the ships travel in the oceans بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ, with the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِ, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may show just some of His signs, some of the signs of His power. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these great ships that travel in the sea, travel through the oceans, and the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it is that it is through these ships that travel from one country to another, man is able to get his commodities, man is able to live a life of comfort and even luxury because of the goods that come in and out of countries. So that is a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Had that ni'mat not existed, it would have become very difficult for man to have imported and brought goods of necessity and value in one's life so that a person could purchase it and utilize it. So that is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says certainly in that ayat there are many signs for those people, or for all those people who are sabbar, those who are enduring. In other words, they have this quality of endurance, the quality of perseverance, the quality of patience. Shakur, those who are ever thankful, ever grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mats Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. Now why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that these oceans and these ships in the oceans are a sign for people who have these two qualities particularly? The ulama have explained that when we understand the difficulties and the dangers of a ship in the sea, that sometimes the waters are stormy, sometimes there is a rise of the tides, and sometimes you will find that the oceans are very, very calm. And when those difficulties appear, then one has to endure, one has to persevere in order to fight those waves, and that navigator, that the captain of that ship will have to navigate that ship through all these stormy waters and come to the shore. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that the breeze is perfect, the sea is calm, and obviously at that time the person that is in charge of that ship undoubtedly will be making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reality is this, that such is life also. There are difficulties and challenges that a person goes through, and there are times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all the difficulties, all the challenges and dis-ease. Now what is the responsibility and duty of insan at that particular time? That when these challenging moments come in the life of a person, when these difficulties stare one in the face, then at that time we need to make sabr, we need to endure, we need to persevere. We've said it before, that sabr is not a negative factor. in the life of a mu'min and a believer. It is not complacency. Many times people don't want to do anything and they say we will just make sabr in this condition. That is not that praiseworthy condition that Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about. Sabr and patience in these instances means one has to endure, one has to persevere, and knowing full well that these conditions have come from Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward one for that enduring and persevering nature that one develops at that particular time, and one has the full hope that not only there's reward, Allah will remove us from those challenges. And then shakur, one is appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever in life there are good times, and in life there is ease and peace and comfort, then one should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains further that when the waves begin to overpower them, when it covers them, كَالظُلَلْ, like dark clouds. In other words, it becomes so difficult for the people on the ship to bear because of those waves that are mounting upon the ship. دَعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مُخْلِصِينَ, with a pure and sincere intention, lahuddin, with full dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time there is absolutely no laxity in the sincerity of a person when he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when all hope from all mankind and hope is cut off from everything that is in this universe but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person will call upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when we emancipate them to the land, to the shores, فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ, then some amongst them remain in the balance. They remain in the balance insofar as the iman and the kufr is concerned, insofar as their belief and their disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, that they are still not convinced it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have yet to bring iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ. Allah says that none will deny our ayats and our signs except that person who is a falsifier, that person who is a one that denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kafur, and one who is ungrateful to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That even at these trying moments, they realize and they've called only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help comes, then they still deny these great signs and the tokens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the oceans, and in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in actual fact gives us the example of the entire life of a human being for us to understand and realize there are going to be these challenges in life, there are going to be the ease and peace that comes in life. We have to endure and persevere, and on the other side we'll make shukr and we will appreciate these ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.